certainly could.
Archie.
Imagine Mr. Wolf being in need of money.
Just wait till your turn has handled this.
You'll know in a moment. But when I leave here, I want you to forget the whole thing. For the time being.
Indeed. You have said it.
Here's the will. You may read it.
Archie.
January 25, 1951. To my daughter, Anita Blake, I do hereby bequeath all my property, personal and real, including the portrait painting of her mother, my dear deceased wife, Marcia Blake. This will supersedes any and all instruments previously drawn.
So, simple enough, isn't it?
That's all. Now the pen, please, and I'll sign it. Now then, you sign as witness, Mr. Goodwin. You retain the will, Mr. Wolfe, and the envelope here, which is addressed to Hillary Brake, my brother, who is now living in this city.
Your brother?
He's just recently returned from 25 years in Australia. Though Hillary has written me several times, I have not favored him. We've been estranged these many years over, a certain unpleasant situation which this enclosed letter will clear up.
Are you in fear of your life, Mr. Blake? Murder?
No, Mr. Wolf. There was a time, yes, but, not now. You will know what to do with the will and the letter, though, when the time arrives. Now, as to your fee, you said, $1,000?
Well, we usually receive...
$1,000 will do.
Well, here's a check. All made out.
If you're thinking of suicide, Mr. Blake, we must warn you... If